And a lot of people think that we're just about two-tone in this museum. They think it's a two-tone museum, but they couldn't be more wrong. Because if you look at this cabinet here, we're going right back in time. You've got the Roman occupation, and here we have probably the most famous song ever to come out of Coventry, the Coventry Carol.
We've come over to the 50s and 60s zone. Two names of note here, Delia Derbyshire and Frank Highfield.
Of course, two very well-known names. Certainly Frank Highfield, the most successful artist ever to come out of the city. I hope somebody somewhere along the line beats that, but at the moment, having four number ones is quite a thing to live up to, so I'm not quite sure if anybody's going to do that, but of course, most people will remember I Remember You. Of course, that was his biggest hit.
I remember you.
And of course, Delia Derbyshire, probably not so well known, but a lot of people with a finger on the pulse will know that Delia Derbyshire was a pioneer of electronic music. And she helped to create that iconic Doctor Who theme. And she took it back to the composer, and he barely recognised it, but he loved what she did.
Pete, what's your favourite piece of Coventry music trivia?
Right, well, it's got to be this, the fact that Chuck Berry, when he was number one with My Ding-a-Ling in America... Over in Britain, Lieutenant Pigeon were number one with Mouldy Old Dough, and both of those records were recorded in Coventry, which is an amazing thing, and I don't think we're ever going to see that again. I mean, the 80s was a golden period for Coventry. No getting away from that. Or, you know, obviously we've got the two-tone, but away from the two-tone, yeah, Hazel O'Connor. The Primitives. We had King. You know, there's so many bands. And the thing is, obviously, all these bands that were getting in the charts were inspiring so many musicians from the city, and it was just a wonderfully productive moment for the whole place.
Pete, we've finally come through to the two-tone section, but this will be where the new entrance is to the new area. Having this additional space, what will it allow you to do?
Right, well, it's going to be quite exciting, because one of the greatest things is we'll have our own custom-built entrance. There's going to be a room there dedicated to the music, you know, like a sound hub where people could come along and pick up the instruments and play. There's also going to be a room dedicated to our temporary exhibitions. At the moment, we've got this small space, but now we'll have a whole room, and every 3 months we can rotate new exhibitions, and that's going to be exciting. Wake up, I wanna shake you away. One of the things we're proud to celebrate is new artists from the city and the area. And one at the moment, our artist of the month, is Christy Gallagher. And she's positioned, the actual display case is positioned right next to our wall of hits, which is kind of saying, making a statement of who's going to be the next big star to come out of the city.